We have our next guest on the line. He's an absolute beauty. He played 237 AFL games, 129 with North Melbourne, 108 with Hawthorn. He is now an assistant coach at Fremantle. Of course, they play Port Adelaide on Sunday, the last game of round three.
And probably when we went through those teams that do not have a win from the first two rounds, we'd have to label Fremantle as the most unlucky, wouldn't we?
Well, they lost Essendon by 6 points.
And 12 points.
Had a chance against Brisbane. As we welcome Big David Hale. David, thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys.
Hey, before we get into the game, a lot of people probably forget the fact that you actually hail from Broadbeach up on Queensland. You're a Queensland boy.
Yeah, I grew up at Tweed Heads, which is right on the New South Wales-Queensland border. And, yeah, played footy, a lot of footy in Queensland. Tweed Coolangatta as a junior club, and then 1 year at AFLQ with the Broadbeach Cats. So, yeah, back to the homeland.
So how did you get into Aussie rules? You probably weren't built for league or union, I suggest. I hope that's not offensive. But were you a Brisbane supporter? Because you were drafted in 2003 by North Melbourne, and that was right in the halcyon days for the Brisbane Lions.
No, I actually grew up an Essendon supporter. So I had a pretty good era with the Bombers when I was supporting them. But, yeah, I definitely didn't have the frame for rugby. I was about 75 kilos when I got drafted. So... I lived about, I don't know, 200 metres from a junior footy club. My old man and his grandpa had played footy as kids themselves. So, and a few of my mates were playing at the time. So, started when I was, under eights, and then just stuck through it the whole way through.
So, David, you say you're in home territory of Queensland. You're in the hub now with Fremantle. Mm. What's hub life like?
Yeah, it's, the facilities we've got here are excellent. So, it's... everything the boys could ask for. Obviously now with the easing of restrictions, they can finally play some golf on the golf resort, so that'll be a bonus.
It was just announced. Anyone out there yet?
Probably. It's just gotten dark here, so I'm sure we'll find a few on the putting green, probably. Everything's as you require. We've got to be here for a month, so we're trying to make it as normal as we can for the players and give them as much of their own spare time as they can to get back into their normal life. So, the weather here has been, we had a couple of rainy days, but everything else has been fine.
David, you would know Jeff Kennett very well from your time at Hawthorn. I thought you made a very good point at the weekend that if those restrictions weren't eased, the players ran a real risk of going stir crazy.
Yeah, it is a risk. Obviously, in their daily lives, they're trying to escape. We try and get them to escape from footy as much as they can. We don't want them thinking about it 24/7. So, obviously, when they moved up here and they couldn't play golf and couldn't do a lot of things, it was... probably hard for a few of them to take their mind off footy and away from other things. And I guess you don't really want them sitting in their room all day as well. So, it's good that they're slowly starting to ease restrictions. We understand, the requirements and why they need to do it. And obviously getting footy up and going was a priority. So, hopefully as we keep going and their restrictions hopefully get eased and eased, we can get back to relatively normal life.
We'll get on to the matches shortly, but you're up there in the hub with the West Coast Eagles, so you're crosstown rivals. Have you bumped into them much? There's been a lot of speculation and chat here. Initially, Port Adelaide weren't happy to be sharing the results with Adelaide. They've eased back a little bit there. Have you bumped into them much? How's it all working?
Yeah, the lobby itself is pretty pretty general for both, so we do cross paths quite a bit. We've got separate levels for, obviously, where the boys stay and stuff and meeting areas, but the general lobby area is pretty much a mix. So, we do cross paths quite regularly.
David, have you been unlucky? You pushed Essendon, you really did push Brisbane at the end, but unlucky, or do you make your own luck in this game?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, every argument, we could be 2-0, we could be 1-1, and where we sit at the moment is 0-2, but I think with the brand of footy we're trying to play and the method that we're going about it and trying to, instill a new game plan and get as many games as we can into our young guys. We've been encouraged from what we've seen. Obviously, there's things we take out of it as positives and plenty of areas to continue to get better at. So we've played, a couple of quality teams and it's been a really good experience. And like I said, we've been close, but we're not obviously happy with, losing, and we want to get on the winner's side of the ledger.
A little bit of bad news with Sean Darcy. I don't know how bad it is. He hyperextended his knee, I believe. How's he looking? And does that open the door for Jesse Hogan?
Yeah, I think he had scans either today or yesterday, and I think they've come back relatively positive. So hopefully Sean doesn't miss too much time. But, yeah, I mean, Jesse was probably a little bit unlucky to miss, and we wanted to get him some more match time on the weekend. And by all reports, he did a really good job playing in the two. So he'll definitely put his hand up for this week. And obviously, Rory Lobb fielded him as well. He's a very capable ruckman as it is. So if Sean does miss, we've definitely got some, you know, replacements that can come in that can definitely do the role.
David, Fremantle generally has had a very good record against Port Adelaide and has worked it by actually beating them in the contest and around for some time. But it's a new look Port with a couple of very interesting lads in Connor Rosie and Xavier Dersma in that midfield mix. What have you noted of Port Adelaide so far?
Yeah, they have. They've obviously got a very good young list. They've drafted really well the last couple of years, and those young guys are having a big impact pretty much straight away. So it's it is a you know, a different sort of mix. They've got those, you know, explosive guys from the inside and the big bulls that they've got in Tal Pepper and Rockliffe, and obviously Boak's been around a long time. So watching their games, they've been clean on the inside, and obviously getting to those guys on the outside, Motlop and the guys that can run up and down and Ebert. Has been the key to their game, and Charlie Dixon and those types don't get any smaller if you keep pumping the ball in there. So it's definitely going to be a good battle. We've got a good young midfield, obviously, with some high quality players as well through that part of the ground. So it'll be a good battle in that part of the ground, and like most games of footy, that'll probably decide the contest in the end.
You sat alongside of Rossi Lyon for a couple of years. How's the newbie going, Justin Longmuir?
Yeah, he's going well, obviously. He's been probably a little bit disappointed as well that he hasn't lost his first win. He's been right in both contexts, but he's been a breath of fresh air for a lot of the young players, and the education phase and the learning of importance of different things that maybe haven't been as highlighted in the past, and putting a lot of time into relationships and building all that sort of side of the game, which is the way footy's going with the new generation of kids coming through. He's very good at that stuff, and you can see the guys have, every time he talks and with the group, they're paying attention and trying to soak it all in. So we think we're on the right path, and the more, like I said, the more guys we keep exposing and getting up to the level, so that the gap between our definite A-listers and the next group coming through, becomes as small as possible.
Does he like a lot of feedback? Is he more inclusive than Ross Lyon? I'm not saying that Ross wasn't, but, given that one was an experienced coach, does he ask for your opinions a lot more?
Yeah, I mean, all coaches have got the ways they go about things, their quirks. And JL definitely is open to feedback, and, he's happy to, delegate and give each of the Lyon coaches and the development coaches a lot of responsibility. Like I said, the way Ross went about it, it worked for him for a certain amount of time, and he got some results that, the Fremantle Footy Club hold in high regard, and I'm sure down the track, JL will try and attain the same success that Ross is capable of getting.
David, we all see how good Nat Fyfe is as a player on the footy field. You get to see what he does 24/7, so to speak.
Yeah.
What makes him such an extraordinary player?
I think just he's very competitive and very professional. And as a young guy coming through, I think you can take a leap out of the things that he does. He doesn't like losing. He's driven to be the best he can be at everything he does. And he leaves no stone unturned when it comes to making sure he's in the right mental state and physical state when it comes to training and playing. And the more times he fronts up and has that drive to want to be the best at everything he does, he gives himself every opportunity. And obviously he's turned himself into a very, very good player and a leader that continues to develop within the Freo Footy Club.
I don't know what your training schedule is tomorrow morning, but given the news that they can go for a surf, he'd be down there fairly early tomorrow if he's allowed to, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he does like his surfing. He's got a few, I think Connor Blakely likes his surfing as well, so there'll be a few down to the Snapper and D-Bar, I'm sure, and I think we've got Wednesday off maybe, so he might be heading down there nice and early. I don't think you get recognised as much up here, so you can probably go at a bit more reasonable hours than he used to in WA. It's really good for our players to get their mind off it, and once they get on the footy, to focus for that time that they need to, and then obviously once that finishes, turn it off and relax and put their mind at ease with other stuff.
David, the old rule is if you lose a player, you don't want to see him come good because it supposedly bites you on the backside, but you must be happy to see Harley Bunnell at Melbourne and coming good.
Yeah, definitely. He's the time I was at that Freo, he spent so much time in rehab and trying to get his body right, and needed a little bit of luck, I suppose, and hopefully he can now get a good run at it. And we all know the talent he possesses. In the glimpses that we saw at Freo and even playing down at Peel a couple of times he played down there, footy and him are like peas and carrots, I suppose. They go together pretty well. So hopefully he can get a good run at it, and everyone can see the talent that he possesses.
Hayley, last one. Look, I may have missed something here, but it's all been chopping and changing that frequently. are you going to have crowds, a small crowd this week at Metricon?
I've got no idea, mate. With Freo v Port at Metricon, I've got no idea. But, it'd be good to get a few faces there and slowly start building as we get back to a bit more normality. But, at this stage, I'm not sure what the restrictions are.
You haven't heard. Okay. No worries at all. I know they had 350 at the SCG. I thought that was going to start. We'll keep an eye out for that one. Hey, David, really appreciate you. Sorry, go on.
We had a couple of cutouts in the crowd on the weekend. That was about it. But I'm not sure on the actual real human life. We'll see how we go.
Tell you, back when you were drafted, they wouldn't have needed much cardboard for yours. Have you whacked on a bit of weight yet or not?
Me? I did. The 6 months after I finished, I blew out, probably 10, 15 kilos. But I've nearly come back to playing weight now. So,
there you are.
Yeah, getting there.
Yeah. David, really appreciate your time. It'll be the last game of round three. It gets underway at 5:35 p.m. Adelaide time. Port Adelaide taking on Fremantle. Should be a good game. Good luck. Enjoy having a surf or a game of golf or whatever you'll do up there now.
Thanks, guys.